And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. This is the result of Calvary. This is the result of the resurrection. This is the result of the coming of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Amen. In the book of Luke, he told them, he said, go and wait for the promise of the Father. He said, you shall be endued with power from on high. Amen. He gave him a commission, and he said, wait for it, because I'm sending the power. I'm sending the gifts. I'm sending the abilities. I'm sending the talents. Amen. And here in my favorite rendition of this, he told that group of people, he said, go. Everybody say, go. If you remember your English grammar, that is an imperative form of the verb to go. It's not a suggestion, it's a command. He said, go. Amen. The first two words of the gospel, first two letters of the gospel is go. Amen. And so that's the concern of the church today, is that we go. Amen. That's my job. That's your job. That's everybody's job. If the Lord just wanted to take you to heaven when you got the Holy Ghost and was baptized, you would have been out of here. Amen. But that's not all there is to it. He wants us to go. And notice it's very personal. He said, go ye. Amen. Everybody say, go me. It's my responsibility. This is not just the missionary's job. This is not just the pastor's job. Amen. This is the Sunday school student's job. This is the youth's job. This is the adult class job. This is everybody's responsibility. He said, go ye. And then he gave us a great scope. He said, into all the world. Is Athens part of the world? How many think Athens is part of the world? How many think Athens is a very important part of the world? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Other communities around here that you may be from. Wherever you are, it's an important part of the world. And we have an obligation and a commission to go and do something very, very special. Amen. All the world. How do we do that, Brother Grisham? How can we do the whole world? Well, we're going to do Athens, and we're going to send missionaries to do others. We're going to send home missionaries. At home, we're going to send foreign missionaries. Amen. We're going to send folks to Canton. We're going to do it in Spanish. Amen. We're going to do it in every language we can find. We're going to reach every group of people that God sends our direction. Amen. Praise God. We're not going to worry about the color. We're not going to worry about the culture. We're not going to worry about the language. We're not going to let any of that put us off. We're going to do our very best to reach every breathing creature. Amen. Because it is our commission. We have been given an authority. We have been given the power. We have been given a responsibility. And we hold a responsibility to the one that commissioned us. And someday we must give an account to the one that told us to go and gave us the power and gave us the responsibility. And we must answer to him for what we did with his commission. Amen. And then he said, I want you to go and preach the gospel. The easiest thing in the whole world to do ought to be to preach the gospel. Brother Bacon, who don't like to share good news? Isn't that right? Praise God. Something happens, you're a little bit exciting. First thing you want to do if you're a young person, grab that telephone. Amen. And start texting. Amen. Get on Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of them and light up the world with your good news. Man, look what happened to me. Look what happened to me. I got some good news. I'm going to share it with the world. Amen. I got to tell somebody because you got some good news. Anybody here believe that the Holy Ghost baptism is still good news? Anybody here believe that being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins is still good news? Anybody here believe today that having the shackles of sin broken off of your heart and washed out of your life is still good news? Amen. It's our obligation, it's our responsibility to tell people. One missionary was a medical missionary, went to an African community, and there was a man there that had cataracts on his eyes. And he said, I can help you, sir. And he brought him in, and he did a surgery, removed the cataracts from that man's eyes. The guy opened his eyes. He was so grateful. It was a miracle. He could actually see. He hadn't seen for a number of years. And so when he left that place, the missionary said that the next day when he got up, there was a line about as far as he could see of blind people saying, if you could do that for his eyes, you can do that for my eyes. What are you saying, Brother Grissom? I'm saying if a blind man can tell other blind men that somebody could heal him, there ought to be some sinners that have been saved, amen, been delivered. And we got a responsibility to our community and to our world, saying, somebody save me. Somebody lifted me out of a miry clay and set my feet on a solid rock and gave me peace that passes understanding and unspeakable joy and a great love. Amen. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. It's our job to preach the gospel, and it ought to be easy to preach the gospel. Amen. And he said, preach the gospel to every creature. Everyone. Amen. Everyone. Everybody. Pray that nobody's exempt. Everybody deserves to hear, isn't that right? Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but have you ever had this thought? Well, they wouldn't be interested. How do you know? How do you know? Amen. My wife was in class with a young man right here in Athens, Texas, about 40 years ago. And he was from an extremely wealthy family. He was from the country of Venezuela. His family owned a very large ranch. And they owned several businesses, and he was from a very wealthy family. And the Lord told her, said, talk to that young man, tell him about me. And her first thought was exactly that. Well, you know, he's got it all together. He's from a wealthy family, and he wouldn't want to hear. But she obeyed. She overcome her reluctance and her fears, and she went over and talked to him, and Jesus come to church. Praise God. I'll never forget that. He came to church, and boy, was he wild when he got here. Amen. He came down, and he was standing right there in that spot right there, and he looked at his very proud Venezuelan hands. Amen. And the next thing you knew, he was laying on the floor, talking in tongues. I mean, the Holy Ghost slapped him plumb down to the floor. Amen. He opened his eyes. They were big as saucers, and I'll never forget what he said. He said,
lost control. And if you're going to get the Holy Ghost, that's what you got to do. You got to lose control. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't matter how important they may be, how wealthy may be, they still need Jesus. It doesn't matter how poor they are, they still need Jesus. It doesn't matter what kind of job they have or don't have, they still need Jesus. It doesn't matter what kind of house they live in or don't live in, they still need Jesus. Every creature is still our responsibility. Amen. Praise God. God did not give us. God did not give us the responsibility of choosing the church. Although we do that. Sometimes we think, and I've been told, and I've heard people say, well, you would fit well in our church. Well, thank you, but I'm already in church. And you didn't put me here. Jesus did. Amen. I don't put people in the church, and you don't put people in the church. Jesus puts people in the church. But it's our responsibility to give them the opportunity, whether we think they'll fit or not. Right? Amen. He's got a place for everybody. I said he has a place for everybody. You may not see where they could fit, but you don't know what they'll be when he gets through with them. Amen. Some of us didn't fit very well when we first come in either. Amen. God had to chip some things away, didn't he? He had to do some changing in our lives. Praise the Lord. He had to clean up our vocabulary. Yes. I said he cleaned up our vocabulary. We don't talk like we used to talk. Amen. We don't go where we used to go. We may not even dress the way we used to dress. We don't act like we used to act. We don't think like we used to think. We didn't fit, but he made us fit. Praise God. So you go ahead and just preach the gospel. Just go ahead and tell them about Jesus anyhow, whether you think they'll fit or not. By the time he gets through with them, they'll fit. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this next verse, I don't know if we believe this or not. Sometimes we don't act like we do. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Romans said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Amen. That's why we've got to tell every creature. If they don't hear, they can't believe. If they don't hear, they can't believe. And they can't hear without a preacher. And that's not just talking about someone licensed with the United Pentecostal Church. Every one of us is a preacher. Everybody here has the same commission. You've been commissioned just like I've been commissioned. I've been given an office of a pastor, but all of us are called to preach the gospel. Isn't that right? He didn't just give this commission to his disciples. He didn't just give this commission to the 11. Amen. There were 500 people there. There were men, women, boys, and girls there when he gave this commission. He said, you go and you preach. And if people believe you and are baptized, they're going to be saved. He said, but if they don't believe, they're going to be damned. That's a strong word. Amen. That's a strong word. It's supposed to be a strong word. Amen. That should shake us. That should move us. Amen. That should do something to us. God, I don't want anybody to be damned. I don't want anybody to be lost. It's my responsibility to tell those that I come in contact with. It's my responsibility to share this gospel because everybody ought to at least have the opportunity to believe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, devil uses all kinds of tricks. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say one time, well, you know, what if those, pardon me today, I'm not being, I know it's going to be a little sensitive here, but I want to go ahead and say it anyway. They were reluctant to invite somebody that was from the Middle East to the church. Said, well, what if they're terrorists and they come here and blow us up? Well, we'll go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. But if we don't get them here, they're going to hell. So what's our option? You think God can't protect this place? Do you know what kind of neighborhood we live in? And hasn't He protected it through the years? Hasn't He protected it through the years? Hasn't He kept us now for more than 60 years? Of course He has. Get rid of your fears. Preach the gospel. Don't worry about that. Amen. That's the world's job, is to get prejudice in their eyes and fear in their soul. It's our job to preach the gospel. We'll spend our money to send a missionary to the other side of the world, but let's reach them while they're here in Athens, Texas. Somewhere among my books, I have a Quran. Amen. Best trade ever made, Brother Bacon. It wasn't because I got the Quran, but because he got a Bible. Amen. He was a student here at Hikjik back then. Amen. Now it's Trinity Valley Community College, but it used to be Henderson County Community College. And then he came to this church, and he came to our weenie roast. Didn't know he was eating pork weenies. Or didn't care. Either way, praise God, they came. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'm just talking about preaching the gospel today. Let's reach out. Amen. Let's testify. Let's share this great gospel that God has given to us. Amen. You talk about empowering. He said these signs shall follow them. Amen. Now remember, we don't follow signs. This is a walk by faith. Amen. Now, when you get ready to take a trip, if you're like me, you get a map, and I follow signs. And I get ready to turn, and there's a sign there, it says 175, and so I follow that sign. And when I get to Jacksonville, it says 69 South, and I follow that sign. And I get to Lufkin, it says Luke 287, and I follow that sign. You see, you follow signs in life. That's how we get to our destination. But he didn't say you follow signs. He said, these signs shall follow you. When you follow Jesus Christ, then signs are going to follow you. Amen. He said, you'll take up serpents. Amen. Now, that's literal, I believe. I don't believe we'll do it on purpose. I've caught some snakes in my life, but I wasn't doing it in the Holy Ghost. I was playing in the flesh. Amen. I had a stick or a car jack on his head. Amen. I got him just right behind the head as close as I could get. I grabbed hold of his tail so he couldn't wrap him around my arm. I kept him stretched out. Amen. I was handling a serpent, but I promise you it wasn't in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was not a part of a religious ceremony. I wasn't talking in tongues. Amen. I was just stupid. Amen. I was doing dumb stuff. Amen. But I was young. Praise God. Now I handle a serpent with a 22. I found it's a lot safer. Amen. But there was a time when I wasn't as smart as I am now. Praise God. And so he said, take up serpents. Now that's a little bit also, like Paul did that, right? He didn't take up a serpent. Serpent picked him up. He was picking up a stick, and the serpent latched onto his arm. The Bible said he just shook him off in the fire. That's what you do. Now, spiritual serpents, they're all over. I tell you, there's some snakes you're going to meet in life. And they're sneaky, and they're sly, and they're subtle. And to your face, they're kind, but they'll bite you when you turn your back. They'll talk about you. They'll gossip about you. They'll bring you down. They'll do everything they can to destroy your reputation. They're a bunch of serpents. Jesus called them that, didn't he? He looked them right in the eyeball. He said, you bunch of snakes. You bunch of serpents. Who has warned you from the wrath to come? He recognized what the old bitter, ugly, judgmental spirits. Hey, I'm preaching here today. Hey, man, there's some snakes. Praise God. Snakes get in the church sometimes. That's right. Amen. If you're not careful, they'll get here among us. Somebody gets to gossip about one of your brothers and sisters. You say, hey, you're acting like a snake. Amen. Who are you? You're biting on somebody here. I'm getting ready to shake you off into fire. Amen. Praise God. Hello. You know, people wouldn't gossip as much if we wouldn't listen. People get real uncomfortable whenever they get ready to say something about somebody and you say, I'm not interested in hearing that. Do you know what? It won't be long. They may not talk to you, but they won't gossip anymore. And all you've lost is an old forked tongue sticking out. Goodness gracious mine. What am I doing here? Amen. So you're going to take up serpents. Amen. The best way to handle serpents is just get him close to the fire. Amen. I hope nobody's squirming too much here today because it might be saying something about your nature. You get an old serpent close to the fire, boy, he starts wiggling and he starts shaking all over. Amen. That's why some people, when the Holy Ghost starts moving, they start getting mean. Huh? You ever notice that? When the Holy Ghost moves, some people get sweet and some people get mean. Serpents get mean when the Holy Ghost moves. They start looking for somebody to criticize and a way to gossip. Amen. Hadn't seen them in church in years. Well, you ought to be glad they're here now. Amen. Pray through. Wonder how long they'll stay this time. None of your business. If you have anything to do with it, they probably won't stay very long. You didn't want them here to start with. Old snake. Amen. Praise God. But if you don't have a serpent nature, you got the Spirit of Christ, you'll be down here weeping tears, crying with them, praying them through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because you're not a serpent. You're a saint of God. Amen. You're called to preach the gospel. Amen. He said, you're going to take up serpents. You'll shake them off. Notice this little word, if. Everybody say if. They drink any deadly thing. That doesn't mean to go around showing people how spiritual you are by drinking deadly stuff. All you'll be if you do that's dead. Right. Amen. You're not, anybody that has to show off their spirituality is not spiritual. They're immature. Hey, do you know what I said? I said anybody that wants to show off their spirituality is not spiritual. They're just immature. Amen. Praise God. You don't drink it. You don't speak in tongues to show somebody how spiritual you are. You speak in tongues and the Spirit of God gives you utterance. You do it as worship, as prayer, as praise. And if you're doing it for any other reason, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Amen. Praise God. If they drink any anything, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you believe that? You know what we ought to do? Somebody comes up and says, brother, you got an aspirin? Say, no, but I got Jesus. Let me pray for you. And then lay your little, well, what if nothing happens, Brother Grissom? Well, you need the practice and they need the prayer. So go ahead and just do it. Amen. Praise God. Just go ahead and pray for them. I've seen it happen so many times. Has nothing to do with me. Amen. He said, signs shall follow them that believe. All you got to do is just believe and pray for them, brother. Heart, that's God's job to show up and do the work. Not my responsibility. I don't have to say, I can't save anybody. It's not my job. But I'm supposed to tell people about the Savior. Amen. And then it's between that person and the Savior as to what happens. But I just got to tell them about it. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm going to hurry here. My time's up and gone, but I'm just getting started. He said, and then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand. Everybody say the right hand of God. Now, does God have a right hand? God's a spirit, right? Spirit hath not flesh and bone. So this is speaking of a position. It's speaking of a place. The right hand means power. It means authority. Now, yes, Jesus Christ, being God, has a right hand. Yes. But when we read about the right hand of God, we're talking about a spiritual position, a place of power and authority. And that's where Jesus, it's also the place where your advocate, when you're in a court of law, that's where your lawyer is. He's on the right hand. Amen. So Jesus is our lawyer. He's our advocate. He's also our power and our authority. Amen. So you see, you don't have to be fearful of anything today. You just go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You just go in Jesus' name. Because he's on the right hand. He's in the place of power. He's in the place of authority. He's in the place of advocacy. It says, and they went forth. I like this. Let me just do this parallel. This to me is so, so awesome. Verse 15, what did he say? He said, go. In Bible, in verse 20 says, and they went. Everybody say they went. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some are called, some are sent, some just packed up and went. But they went. They went. Amen. Isn't that awesome? And he told him, he said, preach the gospel. Verse number 20 says, and they preached. He said to every creature, all the world, they said, they preached everywhere. And then I love this part. The Lord working with them. Whenever when you're preaching, I don't know if I'm a preacher. Yeah, you're a preacher. And you may not ever preach up here, but you get to preach. You whether you open your mouth or not, you're a preacher. The Bible said, you shall be witnesses unto me, right? After the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be. You shall be. So you're going to be a good witness whether you open your mouth or not. You're preaching because you're a Christian. You're living your life, and your life is preaching. When you hit your thumb and you go, woo, praise the Lord. And you do that, and people say, he's changed. Something different about him. Isn't that right? Amen. Somebody tells an off-color joke, and you can still blush. Huh? You still turn red and kind of hang your head. Amen. And you're ashamed. Something different about you. Everybody else is laughing, cutting up, and you're sitting there, and you're very uncomfortable. You're not used to that. You don't want to be around that. Amen. Something's different about you, you see. You're preaching. You're preaching. You're preaching. You know, you arrive and you're in your godly garments and you're preaching. You know, you're dressing right. You're talking right. You're acting right. You're preaching. You're preaching. Amen. That's what you're doing. You're preaching. And every now and then you open your mouth and you say a few words. And you introduce them to Jesus Christ and tell them about the one that changed your life. Amen. You know what? You don't have to tell people how bad they are and how big sinners they are and what they're doing wrong and all that. All you got to do is tell them about the one that saved you. Amen. Just tell them about what happened to you. That's all you got to do. You don't have to condemn anybody. They're already condemned. They need somebody to get them out of condemnation. Praise God. Hello? You shouldn't be living like that. Huh? You don't have to tell them that. They already know. They're already convicted. The Holy Ghost that's in you convicts them. They just need to know about the Savior. Praise God. Amen. Praise. Anyhow, amen. So they went and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Now, here's what I like. Confirming what? Confirming the Word. Amen. I've said this over and over. I want to say it one more time. I've heard people say, well, if the Holy Ghost is for everybody, why don't they get it in my church? Well, let me ask you a question. Do they preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your church? If healing is for us today, why aren't people healed in my church? Let me ask you a question. Do they preach healing in your church? If baptism in Jesus' name is important, why don't they preach it in my church? Amen. Why aren't people baptized in Jesus' name in my church? Well, do they preach it in your church? If they don't preach it, God cannot confirm it. But if we preach the Word, if we preach the Word, if we preach the Word, He can confirm the Word. We preach healing, God will heal. We preach Holy Ghost infilling, He will send the power and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We preach baptism in Jesus' name for remission of sins, He will remit sins. We get what we preach. We get what we preach. You preach feel good, people feel good, and that's all. You preach condemnation, you'll have snakes in your pews. Amen. Is that possible? I've heard preachers just preach condemnation. And that same spirit got into people. I've seen bitter people preach and bitterness got into people. I've seen pride preach and pride. pride gets into people. Hello? Amen. What you preach is what you get. And you got to be careful what you're preaching. You preach the gospel, you get the results of the gospel. Amen. Confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. You know what happened? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Peter didn't have any power to make that happen. But the one that commissioned him and the one that told him to go said, I do. Amen. He spoke the word and God confirmed it with a sign. Amen. And the lame man went leaping and praising God into the temple. Amen. So we go. Amen. We have a commission. We have a commission. I'm a commissioned officer with the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm licensed by the United Pentecostal Church, but I'm commissioned by Jesus Christ, and you are too. Hallelujah. Let's stand together, all you commissioned officers. Amen. Praise God. I want you to look at yourself differently from this day on. When you look in the mirror, I don't want you to see a mere persecuted Pentecostal, poor me. Amen. Poor me. I'm a little Pentecostal. Amen. Only one in my family. Only one in my class. Only one in my school. Poor me. Only one on my job. Poor me. Oh, no, 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 no. You're a commissioned officer of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're commissioned to preach the gospel to the whole world. Amen. You've got what it takes to cure sin today. Amen. A physician, maybe he can heal some disease, but you can heal the most fatal disease in the world, and that's sin. I can promise you, every sinner will die. Amen. And the only cure for sin is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have that. And I have that. What are we going to do with it? Amen. Let's go share it, shall we? Let's go share it. Praise the Lord. Now, I know I'm going long today, and I apologize for this, but I just want to show you something here today. When you, we've got to share the gospel with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We share it with humility. We share it with meekness. We share it with compassion. We share it with love. We don't condemn anybody. Somebody's struggling. And you get a chance. You say, you know, brother, you know, I used to have a problem with kind of like what you got. Could I just share something with you about what happened to me? Amen. And you just tell him your story. You don't have to, brother, I tell you, you gotta stop that, man. You're gonna spit hell wide open. No, that's not gonna work very good. Amen. But you just say, you know what? I remember. He's going to quit sitting here. I keep doing this. He's a man. Brother Caleb turned 13 yesterday. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And so you just say, yeah, you know, I had a big problem. I couldn't do nothing about it. The Lord helped me. And I'd like to tell you, just if I could, just tell you about what happened. You got somebody that's sick? Amen. You don't have to lay hands on them and shake the daylights out of them. You know, put their neck out of joint so they go back to the doctor for another thing. You just lay hands on them and say, Jesus. You say, you know, could I pray for you? The Bible says that you know, if we just pray for the sick, the Lord will heal the sick. And I believe he can heal today. So could I just pray for you? Just in the spirit of humility, you see. Very, very seldom will people be offended by a spirit of humility. If you do it in arrogance and pride, yeah, they'll reject you. If you're doing it to get some brownie points or to show off, yeah, they'll turn you off. You'll be turned off. But if you do it in a spirit of humility, almost everybody's going to open up and say, yeah, man, please pray for me. Amen. And that's how we do it. We just go into this world and we're the army of Jesus Christ. We don't have guns and badges and arms like that. But we're armed with humility. We're armed with the spirit of love and compassion. We have mercy in our hearts because God's been merciful to us. And let's just share it. Tell people about it. Amen. That's how you got here. Somebody told you in a spirit of humility. Let's ask God to help us today, shall we?